There we go. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Yes, particularly to His Excellency from China on representation status. We have had a positive trend over the years, and we are confident that we are moving towards the target, particularly for the regular budget post, to which are 50% of selections from un or underrepresented member states. With a quota of 17% in 2023, we increased that to 25% in 2024, and already in January we've selected 20% of all selections from un or underrepresented member states, and we're taking additional measures to increase the overall representation to reach this target. Since we're at 20% now, we already some selections in the pipeline. We are confident that we are going to significantly increase that percentage this year. And are quite confident of moving towards the 50%, which is our collective goal. I want to use this opportunity also just to outline our full support for the United Nations Youth Strategy, and we are also leveraging that strategy to bring diverse, talented youth into the organization. And we're doing that through several ways, through our talent management program, using several methods. Of course, one of our successes has been the youth and the university UNV program. We are targeting globally diverse young talent to come and serve with us through UNV placements. We fully participate in the Young Professionals program and the Junior Professional Officers, which we all appreciate the placements that we receive of highly, highly qualified people. And of course, we have a youth fellowship program and the internship program. These have provided exposure to work of OHCHR and have helped us retain talent. Another important piece this year has been on the entry-level positions. And you may have noted that 12 entry-level P2, P1 positions were put into the 2025 budget. To bring in professional and also national professional officer posts. We are increasing our work on inclusive recruitment practices, fair and transparent processes, and enabling outreach so that we attract the most qualified and diverse candidates. Thank you very much.
Look,